From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia's Lake Toba among New York Times 52 places to go list 2024. Malaysia explores investment in Batam LRT. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the New York Times has listed Lake Toba in North Sumatra as one of the 52 places to go in 2024. Published on January 8, the annual comprehensive list contains tourist destinations across the globe compiled by experts in consideration of sustainable travel and cultural events. Lake Toba is in 24th place. This lake, which is encircled by 8 districts, is one of Indonesia's super priority destinations set by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy for its splendor and uniqueness. The central government will set up a solar power plant with a capacity of 50 megawatts this year to supply electricity to the new national capital Nusantara in East Kalimantan. In a statement released in Jakarta on Tuesday, Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Arifin Tasrif said that the government is committed to realizing Nusantara as a green and environmentally friendly city. The 44th session of the Executive Council of the Islamic Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, ISESCO, kicked off in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. With the participation of 54 member states, the session will run until January 18, 2024. The Saudi National Committee for Education, Culture and Science, NCECS, as the representative of the KSA at the session, said that the hosting of the session is part of the Kingdom's commitment to advancing educational, cultural and scientific development both regionally and globally. State-owned maritime manufacturing company PT PAL Indonesia is continuing its submarine program to strengthen the national maritime defense system amid the global political dynamics. Submarine Division's General Manager of PT PAL Indonesia, Wiranto, noted in his statement received on Tuesday that Indonesia, as a sovereign archipelago country, must have a leading maritime defense force. He highlighted that the Indonesian government had issues policies to realize an adequate maritime defense system. Let's move on to the international news, where the Philippines and the United Kingdom have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU that outlines the two states' intended defense engagement in the next 5 years, with maritime domain expected to be among the priorities. The UK Embassy in Manila said in an email on Tuesday that the UK-Philippines MOU on defense cooperation is the cornerstone of their defense relationship. The management agency for the Batam Free Trade Zone and Freeport, PT Batam Riau Island, has informed that the delegation from the Malaysian government recently explored investment in Batam City's Light Rapid Transit LRT. The head of BP Batam Strategic Program Planning Center, Faisli Abadi Paranoan, said that his side is very open to Malaysian investment in the mass transportation sector in Batam City. China's economy last year suffered one of its worst annual performances in more than three decades, officials' figures showed Wednesday, as it battled a crippling property crisis, sluggish consumption and global turmoil. National Bureau of Statistics (NBS) reported gross domestic products expanded 5.2% to hit 126 trillion yuan, or $17.6 trillion. After lifting COVID measures, Beijing has itself a growth target of around 5% for 2023. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's commentary is about RRI, Window of Nusantara to the World. Today, on January 17, 2024, the Indonesian Public Service Broadcasting Radio Republic Indonesia, RRI, made a new history. RRI officially conducted the first broadcast from the new aspiring Indonesian national capital, known domestically as the Capital City of Nusantara, or the IKN. The inauguration of the RRI Broadcasting Studio is one of the four phases of groundbreaking inauguration in the city. The Nusantara Capital City Authority, OIKN, said that Indonesian President Joko Widodo also led the groundbreaking for the Post-Indonesia Project. The OIKN office, the Indonesian Deposit Insurance Board office, a warehouse area, and a five-star hotel. President Joko Widodo also broadcast live via the RRI network at the RRI IKN studio, located precisely in the IKN construction worker residential area. For the first time, the president spoke to the Indonesians via radio in the new capital on the frequency of 98.3 FM. The presence of RRI in Nusantara is a part of its statutory mandate. Government Regulation No. 12 of 2005 on Public Broadcasting Institution Radio Republic Indonesia stipulates that RRI is a broadcasting institution headquartered in the nation's capital, and its headquarters organizes local, regional, national, and overseas broadcasts. RRI President Director Hendrasmo explained that in line with the regulation, with the move of the capital city, RRI's physical building was officially located in Nusantara. Hendrasmo explained that in the context of the IKN as a monumental state project, RRI has a strategic role as a broadcasting agent. It plays a role in disseminating information on an ongoing basis about the IKN development. He emphasized that RRI headquarters move to the city is an opportunity for the RRI to become a witness and main disseminator of information on this national project. The task of disseminating key information about the capital city of Nusantara is not only at the national level. The RRI Director of Program and Production explained that the RRI is committed to being a window that opens up Indonesia to the world, depicting the richness of nature, culture, and development in the new national capital. With the RRI's presence in the IKN, the world would know about the city's development and the Indonesian government's pace in the city from accurate sources. It cannot be denied that the rapid development of social media means that anyone can become a transmitter of information. However, the information delivered is not necessarily guaranteed to be correct. The development of broadcasting distributed through various platforms means that each form of media can convey information about the IKN from their respective perspectives. However, through the RRI, the world can find out the latest development in the city from the Indonesian perspective. RRI is a window for the world to find out about the capital city of Nusantara. This is in line with its visions to realize the RRI as a trusted global public broadcaster. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Niko Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with January 17, 1948, in which the Ranville Agreement was signed by Indonesia and the Netherlands. The Ranville Agreement is a treaty between Indonesia and the Netherlands which was mediated by the three country commissions, the United States, Australia, and Belgium. The treaty was concluded on January 17, 1948 on the United States warship USS Ranville, which was anchored at the port of Tanjung Priok, Jakarta. The most important content of the Ranville Agreement was that the Dutch only recognized Central Java, Yogyakarta, and Sumatra as Indonesian territory. The Indonesian Army had to leave areas controlled by the Dutch. However, the Ranville Agreement was unsuccessful after the Dutch launched an aggression on Yogyakarta and arrested the first Indonesian President Sukarno and Vice President Muhammad Hatta. Moving on to January 17, 1961, when Congolese leader Patrice Lumumba was assassinated. Patrice Lumumba was an African anti-colonial leader and the first democratically elected prime minister of the Democratic Republic of the Congo after independence from Belgium in June 1960. Patrice Lumumba restored dignity to his country, but was opposed by the West, especially Belgium, France, and the United States. The three countries then conspired with the local regime in Congo, tribal leaders, and the military to overthrow Lumumba. He was imprisoned and murdered on January 17, 1961, an act carried out with the assistance of the Belgian government. In 2002, the Belgian government officially apologized to the Congolese people for its involvement in the coup and the murder of Patrice Lumumba. We end today in history with the January 17, 1995, about an earthquake that rocked the city of Kobe. The Great Hanshin Earthquake, or also known as the Kobe Earthquake, with a magnitude of 7.3, occurred on January 17, 1995 morning, with the epicenter to the north of Awaji Island, which is situated at the southern part of Hyogo Prefecture. This earthquake, which lasted for 20 seconds, caused major damage to the city of Kobe, which is located about 20 kilometers from the epicenter. This earthquake left 6,433 people died. That was today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Industry Ministry optimistic of the improving manufacturing performance. The Indonesian government keeps trying to enhance the performance of the manufacturing industry in 2024 amid global geo-economic and geopolitical impacts. It is because until now the manufacturing industry is the backbone for national economic growth. That was stated by the Indonesian Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita in Jakarta on Sunday. Minister Agus said the Indonesian manufacturing industry could be managed properly, so it kept growing. He added the contribution of the manufacturing industry was quite big towards the national gross domestic product with 16.83% in the third quarter of 2023. The manufacturing industry was also consistently being the biggest contributor in the nation's export value achievement. Quoting the press release of the Industry Ministry, the report of SafeguardGlobal.com showed that Indonesia was in the Big Ten of world's manufacturing product producers. Indonesia was the only ASEAN country in the list. Based on the publication, Indonesia contributed 1.4% to the global manufacturing products. This was a meaningful improvement because in the last 4 years, Indonesia ranked 16th. Minister Agus said, along with the hope for improving global situation and national economy, the government was optimistic that the nation's manufacturing industry performance would also improve and projected an increasing growth of non-oil and gas processing industry in 2024, with the target of 5.80% compared to 2023. To achieve that target, the government focused on implementing various priority programs such as competency-based vocational education and training, machine and equipment restructuring for small and medium industry, as well as new entrepreneurs and tech-based startup small and medium industry development. Besides, Minister Agus said the government also carried out the local content requirement certification program to improve the industry's added value and competitiveness value, continue natural resources downstreaming in three sectors, namely agro, mining, and mineral, as well as oil and gas and coal-based industries. The government also gave support in developing industrial zone and facilitated green industry certification. That's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Sengaja, kau dan aku bertemu. Tak kuasa, rasa cinta menggebu. Semoga cinta ini tak palsu. Coba buktikan kepadaku. Ku ingin bercinta bagaikan malam pertama.
berdua ingin bercinta. Bayangkan malam pertama nikmatnya, seakan kita berdua di surga.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Garut, West Java, Indonesia, which is not only well known for its typical fruit, Garut orange, but also popular for its stunning panoramic beach, namely Santolo Beach. This beach is located in Cikelet District, Garut Regency, West Java, Indonesia. Santolo Beach, which was originally a gathering place for fishermen, has been developed into a beautiful tourism destination. It is also an area for fishing activities as a dock for fishing boats in Pamengpek. Enjoying panoramic views of the beach and marine life is one of the tourist activities that can be explored. There are also boat rentals available that serve tourists to enjoy the beach's quiet, challenging southern waves. Besides, they can enjoy fresh seafood in the form of simple dishes. For logistics and accommodation, several facilities are available for tourists, such as guest houses and souvenir stalls. Santolo Beach is situated at an altitude of 0 to 200 meters above sea level. Listener, in the past, Santolo Beach was known as Cilauteren Beach. Europeans, especially the Dutch who came to this region, had difficulty pronouncing the name Cilauteren. Then Europeans pronounced the word Cilauteren with the word Santolo. Santolo Beach once functioned as a pier to transport spices to large ships in the middle of the sea during Dutch ruling. Therefore, the coastal area has many Dutch heritage buildings built around 1850. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pernahkah kau bicara
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Tanjung Puting. Di Tanjung Puting, which means in Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Dari Akar Janggang. Dari Akar Janggang, which means it is made from the Janggang roots. This conversation took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a souvenir seller in Tanjung Puting, Central Kalimantan. Chris asked the souvenir seller about the basic materials of bracelets.
Saya suka gelang ini. Bahannya dari apa?
Ini gelang simpai. Bahannya dari akar janggang. Janggang itu sejenis tanaman pakis.
Saya beli 5 ya.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Dari akar janggang. Dari akar janggang, which means it is made from the janggang roots. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Bahannya dari akar janggang. Bahannya dari akar janggang, which means its material is made from janggang roots. Bahannya. Bahannya, which means its material. Dari. Dari, which means from. Akar janggang. Akar janggang, which means janggang roots, Indonesian name of Dicranopteris linearis. Suka. Suka, which means to like. Gelang simpai. Gelang simpai, which means hoop bracelet. Tanaman. Tanaman, which means plant. Pakis. Pakis, which means fern plant. Beli. Beli, which means to buy. Lima. Lima, which means 5. In the conversation, you hear the sentence bahannya dari akar janggang. Bahannya dari akar janggang, which means its material is made from the janggang roots, or simply it is made from janggang roots. In this sentence, there is a word dari. Dari, which means from. The word dari is used to tell about the basic materials or ingredients of something. In the context of the conversation, the seller told Chris that the material for hoop bracelets comes from the janggang roots. Now let's listen to other examples of the used prepositions word dari. Dari, which means from, to tell about the basic materials or ingredients of something in another sentence. Perhiasan ini dari emas. Perhiasan ini dari emas, which means this jewelry is made of gold. Lemari ini dari kayu mahoni. Lemari ini dari kayu mahoni, which means this cupboard is made of a mahogany. Gelang simpai is a woven bracelet. The word simpai means rings or bracelet made of rattan or metal, which is tightened. Gelang simpai. Gelang simpai, which refers to Dayak traditional hoop bracelet, is currently being sold as a typical souvenir from Tanjung Puting in Central Kalimantan. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Saya suka gelang ini. Bahannya dari apa?
Ini gelang simpai. Bahannya dari akar janggang. Janggang itu sejenis tanaman pakis.
Saya beli 5 ya.
Listener, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled Dari Akar Janggang. Dari akar janggang, which means from janggang roots. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Luka Kuswawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
cinta kepadamu. Saat pertama bertemu, mencintai aku. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu. Cinta pada pandangan pertama, merubah jalan hidupku jadi lebih berarti.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from North Sulawesi entitled Esa Mokan. The song Esa Mokan consists of messages to couples to always keep loyal and not to move his or her heart feeling into another one. The lyrics also consist of prayers in order to get blessings and long life by God. Well, listener, here is the song Esamokan by Iron featuring Evans. Happy listening.
Of Indonesia. Malam kerja
di mana? Pusing kepala, kita sering tahu. Lebih baik kita pulang balik kampung. Di sana torang bapa saudara jaga baku tolong. Biar jodoran mau bilang apa, kita mau pulang balik. Biar jo itu lebih baik bagi kita.
Thank you. dan beta. Gunalah apa beta tinggal sendiri, sedangkan ibu sendiri.